Thank you. So I will call this meeting of the Oralama Sanitary District Board of Directors to order. It is Tuesday, July 14. It is 5 p.m. Excuse me, I will ask for a roll call, please.
Certainly, Director Simon is absent. Director Dean.
Here.
Secretary Duncan. Vice President Lee. And President Young.
Present, thank you. We will stand and ask my favorite director, Lee, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I don't see any members in the meeting room. I do, however, see one person online. Mr. Miller, you are part of our general public. Do you have any comments to make today? It would appear that you do not. If you would like to make any comment on any subject on our agenda, please just hit the raise hand feature and someone will point it out. Thank you very much. So we will move to, excuse me, the consent calendar, which includes minutes from the board meeting of June 23rd and June 30th. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to approve consent.
Director Lee, so moved.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That would be four ayes, one absent. Thank you. All right. the first action item on our agenda is a public hearing on delinquent solid waste charges report for fiscal year 25-26 and proposed method of collection and election by Oralama to collect solid waste charges on the tax roll and providing for notice thereof and hearing thereon. So I'll open the public hearing to hear any protests, oral or written. Do you have any written comments or protests?
We have not received any written protests.
In that case, I will close the public hearing and consider any protest, which I don't believe we have either. So at this point, we'll move to item 6.2 is a resolution overruling protests confirming the delinquent solid waste charges reports for fiscal year 25-26. This is an annual event that we collect these delinquent solid waste charges on the Alameda County tax roll. And if there are any questions from the board, staff will be happy to answer them. Comments, questions, anything online? In that case, we will consider the public hearing closed, and I would ask for a motion to adopt the resolution.
Director Lee, I move to adopt the resolution.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you very much for the second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Certainly, Director Dean.
Yes.
Secretary Duncan. Vice President Lee.
Aye.
And President Young.
Aye. Thank you very much. Quick and efficient. Thank you very much for your studious work on this. We'll move to item 7, which is a staff presentation on the collection system. Mr. General Manager, I'll leave it to you to introduce the staff.
Yes. Today we have Chatu Abaratna, who is our district engineer, who will be presenting on the state of the collection system. This is an annual presentation to give the board an update on what our collection system looks like to date, based on all the improvements that we've been investing in this last year. So with that, I will turn it over to Chatu, and let me help share this screen.
Thank you, Chatu. Should be interesting. You have your microphone?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right, President Young and members of the board, thank you for the opportunity and hope you had a good Independence Day break and welcome back. So today for the presentation, originally I was going to give it with country, but he decided to retire. So here I am today. And I brought some show and tell. So on Here we have a HDPE pipe that you will run into, or you will see that name mentioned a few times. This is plastic. This is what we installed today. And this is the vitrified clay pipe, or we call it VCP for short and often. So that's the pipe that was installed in the 1940s and the 50s. And you can see it's very easy for this pipe to break. And that's a good example of that. So today, through the presentation, I'm going to be presenting on the current condition of the collection system and briefly go over what we have accomplished with the point repairs and sewer line replacement projects. And then lastly, discuss how we are doing with respect to the district strategic goals. So here, this is a map of the collection system of the district. And through the middle, you can see that's the Hayward Fault in red. And we are on both sides of the fault. You know, to the right, we have Fairview District and rest of the collection system on the other side. We have a total of 271 miles of pipe in our collection system. And the average age of our collection system is about 51 years. A point of emphasis is the age of our system is actually has gone down due to our efforts of replacing old pipe with new. In 2020, the age of the collection system was 52 years, and today the average age has come down to 51 years old. Today, the oldest pipe that's in service was installed in 1944. So it's about 82 years. It has been in service for 82 years. And as I mentioned, the VCP pipe, VCP that we installed in the 1940s and the 50s, you can see that as time goes by, the amount of miles of pipe that's in green is decreasing. And the new pipe that we are installing, 1990 to now, the line in blue, that's increasing. So that's the that's showing that the average age of the system is actually decreasing. This is showing the condition of the system. So we use this a program called Pipeline Assessment Certification Program to assess the condition of our pipelines. A value of 0 means it's a perfect pipe. A value of 5 means it's a really bad pipe. So it's a little bit reverse. So 5 is actually bad, 0 is good. And with that, you can see the average PACP score of our system, which is shown in red dashed line, is decreasing, which is a good thing. That means we are installing new pipe and the condition is improving. This is a graph of the miles of pipe with respect to material. The two important lines here is the green and the yellow. Again, yellow is VCP. You can see that the miles of VCP is decreasing and miles of HDP is increasing. The fact that they are meeting in the middle doesn't mean anything, but the collection system is roughly about 54% consists of VCP, and we are catching up with HDP. So we are currently at about 36%, I believe. HDP accounts for about 25% of the collection system. So about 69 miles to date, and now a goal to remind you all is to be at 72.7 miles by 2029. This graph shows the high frequency cleaning. So this is when we have to deploy collection system personnel and equipment to clean lines often. And our goal, as you can see, the percentage of high frequency cleaning has been coming down. So another good sign when we replace sewer lines with new endpoint repair programs help us keep that high frequency cleaning under 10%. So right now we're at 8.7%. It's about 23.4 miles of the collection system. Just a recap or a summary of what ha we have been doing over the past 10 years. Last year, it was another good year. We performed 78 point repairs last year. We completed a replacement of 3.4 miles, and we completed the design and currently in construction to replace 6.3 miles of sewer lines this year. We did have some emergency repairs. In 2026, we had total of six emergency repairs. Two were due to collapsed pipe, and then we had four other repairs due to various reasons, like maintenance hall adjustments or other reasons. So we had total of six last year. The first strategic goal for the district or for the collection system program was to increase HDPE pipe to 72.7 miles, and we were going to achieve it by rehabilitating roughly 4 miles per year. Currently, there's 68.9 miles of HDPE pipe in the system. And as I mentioned earlier, we have 6.3 miles of pipe currently in construction to be replaced. So we're replacing pipe at about 4.5 miles per year. In summary, we are on track to complete this goal by 2029. Next goal was to improve the system by 3% each year, and that translates to reducing the grade three or greater defects to 57 miles. We were going to achieve it by designing and performing pipe replacement and spot point repairs within the 2 year budget amount of 19.5 million. Right now, we are already at 48.9 miles of pipe with grade three or greater defects. So we are already well below the goal of 57 miles. And we are halfway through the budget cycle. We've already completed $6.3 million worth of project. We have encumbered $10.6 million worth of projects, and we are well underway to meet the budget goal as well. Next goal was to reduce the high frequency cleaning to below 10%. We monitor improvements to high frequency footage gained from line replacement program. And I believe progress is communicated to the board through the collection system monthly meetings. As of today, happy to report that we are at 23.7 miles pipe on the high frequency list, roughly about 8.7. So we've achieved that goal as well. And then this information is communicated regularly to the board. This graph, I know it's a little crowded. It's a sewer line condition over time. So on your right-hand side, you can see the goals that were the 2029 goals. And then on the left-hand side, you can see how we've been doing over time and how we have been progressing towards those goals. So in green, you can see the miles of HDPE pipe in the system. We are currently at 68.9 miles. So we only need 3.8 miles to reach the goal of 72.7 miles of HDPE pipe. The next one, the line in blue, is the miles of pipe on high frequency list. As I mentioned earlier, we are currently at 8.7%. We are above the goal of 27 miles. So this, we already met that goal. And then the line in purple is the miles of pipe with repairable defects. Our goal was to be at 57 miles. I think we've hit that goal out of the park. We are at 48.9 miles. We are down to 48.9 miles on that. This is the summary of the 40-mile goal chart. This information is communicated to the board on a monthly basis through the construction committee. The goal was to reach 40 miles by 2029. We have completed 35.3 miles of pipe to date. We have encumbered 6.3 miles. So that is not counted against that 35.3. So by, you know, if all goes well, all goes according to plan, by middle of next year, we should be above the 40-mile goal when we complete that 6.3 miles that's left. The district pursued two debt financing avenues to improve our collection system. One was through the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, and the other was the EPA Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act. So they had different interest rates and different payback periods. So phase one through five of the sewer line replacement project was done through the Clean Water SRF funds. We to date, we've received 24.8. So that's the total of the projects was about 24.8 million. We've received all that money back. And then WIFIA, the total was 24.5 million. Through phase eight, we have received, or we have borrowed roughly 17.1 million, and we will be at 24.5 when phase 9 and 10 is completed. In conclusion, I think I know it was a lot of numbers and a lot of graphs, but it comes down to three main goals that the board set for us. In 7 years, we have accomplished, so we have increased the HDPE pipe to 72.7 miles from 32.7, so 40 miles. We are about 95% on our way to that goal. Reduced the pipe with repairable defects to 57 miles from 76 miles. We are at 48.9 miles, so that goal has been met, and reduce the high frequency list to 27 miles from 35 miles. And we are currently at, my apologies, typo there, we are at 23.6 miles. That goal has also been met. With that, I know I went fast. Any questions or comments?
Well, I must say, this whole collection system pipe thing has been a labor of love. And I believe if you check your calendar against that of Director Duncan and I, it started on our watch, particularly from a comment that Director Duncan made all those years ago. And I think that the staff has done a remarkable job making it all happen. My only question is, when do we start paying all that money back, and how are we going to pay it?
We are starting our debt service next year on, I believe, SRF or with either one, and we have built in debt service in our rates. Yep.
Don't know that I have more questions, but I probably jumped ahead of myself. Director, I'm not supposed to do that, but I did it this time because I wanted to give you the credit that you were due. I remember we were sitting in this room looking at a screen of those 110 miles of defects, and the staff was sitting behind us. I remember like it was yesterday, and Rita turned around and looked at the staff and said, "Are you guys okay with that?" Anyway, a great report. I find the numbers are really important, and I'm impressed with the work that we've done. So, Rita?
Well, I just smile every time I hear this presentation because it does remind me of us having the board meeting and trying to figure out how we're going to, really work on our infrastructure, which I consider, our pipes, and that really had been neglected until we joined the board. And I have about four questions, but you did a great job.
Thank you.
I understand these slides, but I wasn't sure what the yellow line meant on the slide.
I believe in with respect to material, it was VCP, which is the clay pipe.
All right, so that's what that was. And then my other question, you said that one of our pipes was 82 years. Where is that in the district? Do you know?
Oh, that's the clay
I knew he
pipe
was here. It's a
in
great question. I
19,
know.
1944.
It's in the first neighborhood, San Lorenzo. I used to live there on Vietnam. I lived in the very first part of the
Oh, so it's in San Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
1944 is what we call it now.
I can't answer that. We'd have to look at our records.
Question. I should add.
Before Country Love, he said a lot of them are older than that, but that's when we started keeping record, is what he said to me. And so then I guess my question is really to Gentleman Jourdain. So we are going to reset these two goals when we do the strategic goal setting again in a year. Is it a year?
Well, my plan is to start having these discussions, hopefully in the next couple of months.
My question is, how do we continue at this pace, paying back the money and making sure that we build the money to continue to work on our infrastructure? So again, Tatu, a great job, and always, Sheila, thank you for the accolades.
Of course.
I remember when we saw a report like this at ACSDA from East Bay Mud, and they have like, I don't know, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 miles of pipe. I don't know what the number is. Do you know the number? It's a giant number. And they were talking about how they were doing like 2% a year. And Rita and I just kind of smiled because we know that we're the best. Do you have comments, Director Dean? I stopped short. So I would do it correctly.
Awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Lee?
Just real quick comment. I just remember 2 years ago when I had to speak publicly, and I was just talking about the fact that we had 13 miles left, and the fact that we have,
And we're only, what is it?
3 point something miles
4 point.
left, right? It
Yep.
speaks to, the wonderful work that the team is doing. I remember when I had a long discussion with Jimmy regarding the rate study. It was a huge increase, right? But it was the thing that justified and made it possible for us to see our debt service being able to be sustainable. So kudos to the leadership as well as the staff for all the great work they've done.
So I just have one other quick question. How will our system be affected by the new lateral program? It really doesn't co coincide, does it? It's just the
Not the
does it
data.
make anything easier? What makes our work easier, but it doesn't affect our pipe repair.
Correct. The data that you see in today's presentation is only on the mains that the district owns. So the laterals that do get repaired through the new program are simply long term will reduce the INI to the plant,
Right.
which will effectively eventually over time help us not have to deal with as much wet weather flows. But as far as we it's still a private homeowner's
Got it.
property.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
This always confuses me. How many miles of pipe do we really have? Some say 272, some say 273, you just said 271.
When I add all the miles in the current asset management system, I came up with 270.68. The reason it's changing, like for example, phase 10, we are abandoning a piece of section of pipe mm-hmm. that's under the 580 freeway. And then, sometimes with developments, we might add. So it is in flux. And then sometimes when you have two different calculations, they're never the same.
Okay, and then I guess my final question, and I meant to ask this the first. So how does a pipe collapse? Because that was, your slide that showed collapse.
Yeah, very good question, Director Duncan. So this is plastic HDPE pipe. You can step on it. Mm-hmm. You can, I can throw it on the ground. It won't break. Mm-hmm. It'll bend and it'll come get its shape back because it's plastic. Mm-hmm. However, with, everything that's happening with things underground, clay pipe cannot do that. Clay pipe, once it's made, it's brittle. So with the, could be earthquake, could be ground shifting, could be roots, the pipe will break. And that's a broken pipe that kind of the structure, no longer has a structure, and we call it a collapse pipe.
Okay. And so does the waste seep into the soil when that happens?
Yes. And that's why it's we perform emergency repair on it, because it is a major event for us. So that's why we quickly fix it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, great report. I think you must have done a great job, because we don't have any more questions.
Yeah. Lastly, I'm fortunate to be a part of a great team. So, thank you for my team and Jimmy's leadership and my predecessor, Bill, and country, even though he retired for a week. Be too early.
Well, we're very happy to have you here, Chatu. Okay. So we will move on to new business. And go to item 8.1. Speaking of port repairs, authorizing staff to solicit bids and award pump repairs number 16.
Jimmy. Yes, this is standard for our pump repair projects. In this case, this was a much larger one and outside of my authority. So this is coming to the board at an engineer's estimate of $200,000 to perform 23 pump repairs. And so we'd like to ask the board for approval to start getting this on the street to start soliciting bids.
Make a motion.
Director Lee, so moved on. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Move to authorize staff to solicit bids for point repairs number 16 project and award.
Thank you. I have a motion.
Director Duncan will second.
Thank you, Director Duncan. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed say no. We have 4 ayes and 1 absence. Thank you very much. And good luck on sending out those bids. All right, we're going to move to board discussion. But before we get, I'm sorry.
Can I just ask, does it matter that it says 16 up here and 15 down here?
Sorry, 16. Where are you?
Second paragraph, point repair 16, and at the bottom it says 15. Does that matter?
Oh, it's in the staff report.
The recommended action says authorized point repairs 15. That should be 16.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. Thank you.
So we'll make that.
Okay. Great.
Thank you for catching
up. Yeah.
All right. Before we go into item 9, board discussion, I have Director Simon, when he wrote to me about, we wrote to staff and myself, that he couldn't be here tonight. He asked if we would take item 9.2 and move it to the meeting of July 28th, when he will be in attendance. Without objection, then I would ask staff to move that item to July 28th, unless there's an objection.
He'll be at that meeting.
Yes, he'll be at the meeting on the 28th. So if there's no objection, then we'll ask staff to move that to 7:28. So the first item on our agenda then will be item 9.1, review of BTL waste solutions. Mr. Dang.
Director Duncan requested this at the prior board meeting that once we had all of the travel expense receipts from BTL Waste Solutions, that we bring it back to the board for any discussion or questions related to the receipts that we received. These are already in our server, in our file for her contract, and they'll be made available in case anyone wants to look at them.
Is there any discussion? Sure.
Yes, is that we did not have copies of those expenses, and I felt that it was prudent for us, if we paid for them, that we had copies of those receipts, and that they become a part of our record of payment for services for her.
Okay. Any other comments? Dr. Dean, you have any comment? Dr. Lee? So thank you for providing these. I'm sorry.
3 years, it was $34,000 and change.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Then we shall move to item 9.3, Boardroom Technology and Information. Mr. Dang.
Yes, this was a request from Director Dean related to a potential technology or some type of display option in this boardroom related to displaying other calendar events. And I've also heard from the board action items or board requests, discussion items, things like that. So this item is here for that discussion. Staff did look into a couple of options that we'd like to propose to the board, and just for your consideration. One is, there is this app called Calendly. They have this monitor that shows calendar items and tasks, but more staff would highly recommend this other option, which is the thing with Calendly is that you have to have an app on your phone, and then you have to subscribe, and it's a service. Currently, we have the board resources page, which is accessible by the board anywhere, whether it's on your phone or on the computer, here or wherever you're at. And so one suggestion would be to create a list on there that staff would maintain regularly right after board meetings, after the request. We'll update the website the day after, and then we can all track it on that website. So those are the two options that staff has come up with, and we're willing to listen to any other options that Dr. Dean or any other board member would like to suggest.
Dr. Dean?
Well, I kind of like the one that I suggested last time, the one that it's a screen, and it works with Zoom and Outlook and Google. I just think that it's really important to just have something in here for us to be able to see.
I'm just going to ask a question. Can we just talk amongst ourselves? I'm just curious about how that helps us, since we're only here twice a month. I mean, I like the concept of being able to access it on the web, on our website, but I'm not sure what you're
talking about. Well, if it's on this board, it would be also available on our phones.
Well, the website is available on our phones.
Right, but is it available in this room?
Your phone.
Pull it up.
Well, sure, you can also pull it up here.
Put it up on the screen so we can review it at every meeting and say, all right, this is...
That's a good idea.
This is what we said we were going to have done. Here we are. This is where we are with this. Because I just feel like that's really important for us to just always know where we are.
Actually, that makes sense to me. I couldn't quite figure out what you wanted, but having it on this screen from our website makes perfect sense. And I think it's certainly cheaper for the staff, and perhaps make sure there's a little legwork involved. But once you put it on the website, you just pull it up.
And for me, it's like when I had my one-on-one, I had to remember what I wanted to follow up with him. And then we had the meeting, then I forgot to ask you the question about what to follow up. And it would be great if we have it. And my question is, can we automatically link it so I don't have to dive and go through all of the pages, you know, because I just have it on my link to it on my front page. So I don't have to, so it'll searching for it.
So pin it to the top?
Well, I think that's something you can do with your own. I mean, somebody can help you get the link, but you can link it onto your own phone.
But when you pin something, like when we were doing district elections and we pinned that to the top of our page, so that was what you saw. That was the first thing.
You're talking about the page for Oraloma. Yeah.
Yes.
We can add a link to the home page that says board member resources page that is only accessible by the board members.
That makes sense too.
And then pinning this to the top.
So when we open that, we see the first thing we see is, all right, this is where we are and this is where we're going.
Structure the web page to move that item to the top of the page.
Would be so cool.
I keep everything on my phone, so I have found no reason to have something to remind me because my phone reminds me, but I'm different. But I think that's an excellent idea to put it on our website and be able to link it. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, and I just would like to know, you need to say something?
I was just wondering, did you mean like you want it like as a separate page from the board resources webpage?
No, No, just want the link.
It's fine on that page, but you want it to be at the top.
Of the page.
Okay, and then when you...
All the links to everything that's on the resources page down.
Okay, and the very top would be like the status... Right.
But it would only be a link for the board to access, not the public. Yeah.
And I guess my other question, as you guys are formatting it, we can find out what information is going to be on it. You know, like due dates and things like that, depending or whatever.
Yeah. I'll be on the webpage.
That work? We can certainly try it and see how it works.
Let's give it a shot.
If it doesn't work, then we'll figure out something else.
The idea, just to be clear, the idea is to put board requested items on that page and then when it's going to show up at a future agenda. Is that correct?
Yes. As well as like, say, like for the trees, right? The trees with the parking lot. So like that's been about a year, right? So it'd be great if we could say, all right, this was a March 2025 ask. Mm-hmm. And where are we? Where are we with those trees? Here it is, July 2026, and we don't know where we are with the trees. And I'd like to know where we are with the trees, right? So
then now you're asking, and I just want to be clear, you're asking for all projects that have started to be on there and when the completion dates would be as well? Is that what I'm hearing? Or is it just that particular project?
The projects that you haven't completed, I mean... Like the burn down chart, like the food policy, you know, those kinds of things.
So it's board requested items is what I think I'm hearing. Not like, you know, laterals or something, right?
That's my question. Right? The landscape tree project is a capital project under engineering's work. And that's being provided in the construction committee agenda as updates. And we're planning on bringing it to the next construction committee because of your request. Am I hearing that you want only board requested project updates to be on that calendar? Or do you want every single project that they're working on in the department with the start and end date? Because that's provided in the construction committee agendas, as you know, because we have KPIs on there.
Oh, I think it's board requested items. Because I feel like I don't like the trees, right? Like, I feel like, okay, we're going to talk about it at construction, but it's something I requested and I just like to be updated on it. And
here or at the construction committee?
I read about it on construction, so I don't need an extra update.
For me, it's like when we have these meetings and we request you to do something and you write down what action items. For me, I don't write it down. So it'd be nice if you would, you know, add that, you know, for that, like the capital projects and stuff like that. I'm not personally it does come across on the construction minutes, but for I mean, but it's you know, how frequently do we follow up on those things? And I think that's the question that she has.
And so I feel like there's so many things we ask for that I think that sometimes I forget. And I just want a place where I can look and look at everything all together and say, all right, these are the things that I asked. Could we discuss or move on? These are the things that Duncan did. These are the, you know, and then we'd have a place where we could see all those things. I'm not talking about all the capital projects. That would be insane.
Right. So I'm just trying to find clarity in what the board wants. So I have two items. One is the GM action items, which are really board requested items that I need to provide status updates on.
Yes.
Which are including my monthly emails, but I'll definitely add it into this count, this list as well. And the second item I've heard is any board requested discussion items. So like today's discuss, there's three discussions today. Those will be on there with a date of when it's going to show up on an agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the two things that I'm hearing from the board, that those are the two types of things that you want to see on that list.
Before we get too much further, Director Lee has had his...
Well, I had a suggestion that probably would simplify it. Why don't we just use a very simplified Gantt chart for each of those items with the start and the beginning, because it just shows time frame and start and beginning. Would that work for you guys?
I think that's exactly what he just said.
Well, he didn't say Gantt chart. I just suggested a Gantt chart.
What kind of chart?
Gantt chart.
You know what? Let's try whatever it is you have in mind, and if we don't like it, we'll add some suggestions to it.
And I think there's also the part of like, okay, so maybe the trees, maybe we're starting to get bids from landscapers, right? So it'd be nice to know, okay, this started in March 2025. We're going out for bids now. And our anticipated start date is, that would be really nice. And then a finish date, right? After it's completed. I just think it'd
You're doing that in construction. So once you start bringing projects from construction into that list, you're asking for all the others as well. I mean, if it's just the trees, then let's put the trees on there and leave all the other projects aside.
I don't want all the other projects. I want...
You just want trees.
No, I want what the board requested.
Well, when did the board request the trees? That's why I'm asking it.
Construction committee meeting.
Well, that was at construction. All right. You understand what she wants? I don't know what she wants.
Yeah, Steph.
Want it in the construction committee, because maybe there's other people on this board that would like to know the status of the trees, and they would like to not have to go back to the construction committee meetings to look at it.
I figure when the trees are planted, we're going to know it. I mean, that's like asking when we're going to do all the pipe replacements. When are those happening?
It's not the same thing. I didn't request to know about pipe replacements. Yeah.
So if we would just put the trees on the list?
Rita requested to get the BTL receipts, right? Like, that's different. That's different.
Well, BTL was... All right, never
mind. It's a board member request.
I'm not... No,
we need to clarify what might be helpful. Do we want... When we say board request, is that any individual request or request that comes to the board to get the three thumbs up? Just so that we're clear what is going on the list.
The trees did come here, right? The trees came to this board. We discussed it.
And the BTL and the burned down chart. And...
Yeah. So I just want to make sure we're clear. Yeah. I just want to make it so it's clear what. So it's board requests that come here, get the three thumbs up for information or project or whatever, can get added to the list and be tracked on that.
Because car bill, you know, projects on your monthly update. But, you know, I don't write down a note of what day I requested something. So I think you can put it on there.
Yeah,
just let staff put something together and then we'll present it to the board. We'll shoot an email link out to all of you. Have you guys take a look at it, and I'll take any feedback of what we need to change and update and make it more clear.
Thank you.
And just like you said, that we're going to, I always ask you this in the finance meeting. You know, like, okay, now when are we going to talk about the strategic goal discussion? You know, I keep forgetting. And you said in a couple of months. Should that go in there? I don't know. I'm just.
And that's what we're asking.
One of the questions after Tattoo's presentation is, you know, when are we going to talk about setting the new strategic goals? And, you know, I don't care either way. I'm just trying to get clarity in my mind. So I don't have to ask you at every meeting. So when are we going to talk about that?
Yeah. So just real quick, the strategic goal setting discussions are going to happen in the next few months. And that will, what I will be proposing to the board is doing those during the board workshops. And we'll have series of board workshops of those discussions with the consultant to help hone in all the ideas and the priorities of the board and the staff and try to update and develop and renew the strategic plan that needs to be adopted in April of 2027. And those will show up in the schedule for the board workshop schedule, which is on the board web, board resources page now. Yeah.
So that shouldn't be up.
But moving forward, when you have a question like that, like that's what we're trying to get at right now. And perhaps that's something that now that we have this, when you have a question like that, you can say, even if you get the answer, like you did now, you can say, Patricia, please include it in the status update chart. So,
Alex, you look like you want to speak.
Well, I would just say it's, there's a lot of
that's what she's saying,
things that happen over a meeting and time, and I feel like you are very going to soon going to have a document that's
burdensome. Well, it's burdensome.
There won't be an election jacket. There will be 200 things listed on it because. So I think just the items that are three thumbs up.
Board requested items.
Okay, just wanted to be clear, crystal clear. Yeah.
And if questions come out of those series of strategic meetings that we ask specifically for the strategic goal, then that would go in there. Maybe not.
Well, that would, and I just want to, the only reason why I hesitate is because the consultant will help us track all of those things and continue the discussion at the next meeting. So I wouldn't want to bombard because the strategic plan is a long document. Your list is going to go like this on that webpage. So we can track that separately in the set of minutes. Yeah, because that has a start and an end.
So our MOU with San Lorenzo Unified be on this list, since that's something we're like kind of stewing about right now?
Definitely add it there. We can also add it under the Solid Waste Committee strategic goals or activities in there as well. So back to what Alex is saying.
It's getting longer and longer.
To add it to the board member resources page, then we can do so.
Fills up and then we can fine tune it.
Good point.
This is new, right?
Yeah, so put it together and then we'll look at it.
Put it together and then we can adjust.
Please be sure to add the tree request on that list. Just, it was a board, it was, she said it was a board discussion a year ago. Then put it on the list as a board discussion item. Just please do that for Director Dean. All right. Anything else? We can look at it when we get it and then fine tune it, like Rita said. Dr. Dean, are you fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Lee, anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Then we are down to 9.4, sea level rise project discussion.
Yes, this came out of the construction committee's request to talk about potentially adding a sea level rise project back onto the CIP program. You may recall back in 3 years ago, in 2023, we were setting rates for the next five, we were setting rate increases for the next 5 years. one of the discussion items in the four models that were presented to the board had a model that removed an existing levy project that was on the books. I believe it was in year five. So the board elected to remove that. So we did. And the construction committee had some discussion about sea level rise recently. And the committee asked to bring this item back to the board to talk about and to consider whether or not we want to add a project like that back on the 10-year. Some background in addition to that is, I mentioned in my monthly email that HASPA is now anticipating Alameda County Flood Control joining the JPA. As I noted, there is still some trepidation about us joining because that does satisfy one of the two or three requirements that we were hoping for, the board was hoping for. The other two is the actual JPA structure related to liabilities with the budget. And the second is the voting related to weighted voting, being that the larger agencies have more of a vote than the smaller agencies, if it's ever called for, right? So the standard voting is equal between all the JPA members, but if someone, any one of the agencies can call for a weighted vote situation if they don't agree. So those are the kind of the issues that the board were talking and discussing about, which is why we did not join HASPA at that time. Now, I've also heard some discussion from the board in prior discussions, in prior board meetings, where making decisions like this, you may or may not want to consider leaving it to after the election. Or this is something that if the board wants to discuss before the election, we can absolutely, staff can put that on the future agenda as well, related to joining HASPA. But aside from that, I just want to provide all that background to let the board know how this sea level rise project discussion came to be.
Wasn't there, when we took it off the CIP the last time, we had a potential for a very large contribution to make that happen, and we gave that up, didn't we? How much was it?
Yes, so Director Young is referring to the levy project, which was budgeted at $32 million on the CIP, and we had a grant that was awarded to us for $8 million from EPA, and the decision was to forego it and focus on other priorities.
Right, so we don't have that additional money. And the other thought I had was that EBDA is working with HASPA and its other strategic partners on the First Mile project, which of course also addresses sea level rise, even though it might not all come all the way up to our property line. I think we should have that discussion with EBDA, or at least have another discussion regarding this. I'm not ready to put it on the CIP. I think we have enough on our plate. We don't have $32 million extra dollars. And the money that we put into when we did our rate increase was intended for pipe repair, not for sea level rise. So I I think we can wait a while to make that decision. That's my personal opinion.
I agree. Unless they're going to change their model, their voting model, and the contribution amount, to me.
Well, I wasn't really referring to HASPA as much as I was to the sea level project that the construction committee has recommended that we put on the CIP. Well, I agree with you on HASPA.
You got a lot of stuff on it.
Now, maybe we can wait till after January to talk about HASPA so we can see more about what they're doing. But in the meantime, what about this sea level rise project discussion? What do you think about that? Mimi, you're on the construction committee. How did they talk about it there? Okay. Director Lee? Well, it came from the construction committee.
From Director Simon.
Who's not here, by the way.
So we kick the can down the road.
Yeah, I like that. I like kicking a can down the road. Director Lee, you would like to opine?
Certainly. You know, we made the right decision on HASPA because, the way they had it distributed, there was just only five agencies, and two agencies could always vote. And when three agencies voted, those three who voted on the difference would still lose. And it made no sense to us at that time. One of the things that we had asked was regarding Alameda County flood control. And so I'm very encouraged on that.
I hate to bring this up, but HASPA is not on our agenda.
Yeah, no.
So
no,
it's
we
not. We should not be discussing. I'm only asking you about the CIP project.
Well, so, but that is, it ties to the sea level rise. So I'm not looking for anything in addition to this. I remember making comments on, you know, the sea level rise numbers constantly changing every single 5 years. Right, they're just getting better at it with the data. Okay,
and they're getting closer to the year 3,000.
Well,
30,000.
Well, it was 2,100.
2,100.
Yes. Okay. I can understand why it was brought up, but right now it's not a priority. I think future discussions with our interagency cooperation will be part of that.
I like the way you said that. Yes, Director Dean.
Move it to the.
He did not request that we move this item to another agenda.
Fine, then we'll do.
We're only moving the community art, so we're going to kick it down the road, it looks like. And we'll ask you to put the discussion around HASPA on a future agenda after January 27th. There's one of your. You can put that on. You can put it on the board resource.
We're the first item listed on that page.
Wait, we gotta get the 3 thumbs.
Up. I have 3 thumbs
oh,
up.
No, I see 6 thumbs. All right, so we're gonna move on then to item 10, Authority Association reports. Director Duncan, Dean Duncan. I'm gonna have to separate you two.
Good. Yes, we met. It was a good meeting. We talked about the. You know, effective July 1, 2026, we now have clarity about labeling on food products. Now we only have two labels. One is best if used by the BB, and that's the quality. And the other is used by, and that's for safety. So those are the two things that you should be seeing on your when you purchase your food items from the grocery store, it's so much more simpler. The stores can use what they have on hand, but now you can only worry about reading two things on your label. We had a presentation on it, and that's what our meeting was about. It's Assembly Bill 660, if you want to look. It was signed into law in 2024, and when I was writing my notes, I went in my refrigerator and saw BB, and I knew that is Best Buy, you know, the quality, and then used by. I didn't have anything in there, but that's what we talked about. And if you go on the Stop Waste website, they have a lot of flyers and a lot of marketing campaign to help families understand the new labeling that's required. And it says that the average family of four tosses about $3,000 a year of food because they're not clear about the labeling. And so hopefully
they're putting it in the right can.
Yeah, that's important. But anyway, that's what our meeting was about, the team presentation on their fall 26 date labeling campaign and how they're going to roll it out to all of the agencies that they support.
Great. Thank you for the report. Any questions, comments, Director Lee?
Real quick comment. You know, I firmly agree with all that. I just wish that, you know, on those products, they would print it in a location that's easy to find sometimes. Yes. So if there's any comment on that, it needs to be easier to find the Best Buy, used by.
A little late.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say it was signed into law in 24?
Yeah, it was signed.
Why is it taking them 2 years to get the info out?
They had to get everybody's agreement. So, you know, what actually is going to happen? Because one of the questions was, well, who's going to monitor it?
Nobody.
Right. And then the response was, well, you better monitor it by, you know, reading the cans.
Right.
But they do have a lot of campaign data in all the languages of the residents in Alameda County. So that's what they're doing, and they're rolling it out as we speak.
Most of the new laws don't have much enforcement. It's really all about the consumer. So thank you for that report. We're going to move on then to item 11, policy report. Mr. Mogg, did you have a comment about one of our items?
Yeah, well, both of them actually, but we're requesting to push item 11.1. There are a couple issues we need to look in at for that one. So we'll make some changes and bring that back at a future date.
That's the employee recognition program policy.
Pick that one.
Yeah, if that's okay with the board.
Another meeting.
Yeah.
But I think Alex probably has as many as you do. So how about 11?
With my HR.
Yes. How about the flag policy?
And then the flag policy. So we could discuss that today. The one thing for the board to be aware of, let me pull up the actual, I have the wrong policy up. The section A is completely, no issues with that. The issue with section B is it potentially raises some First Amendment issues. Under the First Amendment, when there's a public forum, we can't control who goes into it or uses it. So, right, someone on the sidewalk, we can't control. That's a public forum. We can't say people, you know, you can't stand there and have your protest sign or whatever. Courts have held that if cities, that flagpoles for any public agency could be a public forum depending on how the agency treats the flagpole and what flags it raises. So like if it just takes requests from the public and it's left up to the discretion of a staff member, it creates a public forum where we don't want the staff member to be able to just decide what
can and cannot.
What can and cannot be raised. What the courts have said is, you know, the district, the agency, still has its own First Amendment right to say whatever it wants, and the flag could represent its personal speech. So the easiest way to deal with this is to require special flag requests to come to the board for approval, so that it's the board saying this is the speech we want to make by whatever the flag might be, the Pride flag, Veterans Day flag, any of those flags. It's the board deciding these are the speech we want to make, not a staff member making that decision and potentially do that. So we could still approve this today and just only upon where it says upon the direction of the general manager, it would say upon the approval of the board of directors.
And so the special request would still come in writing to the GM, but the decision would be made by the board.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too.
Me too.
Director Lee.
Yet, speaking about 13 years ago, we went through this whole policy and we actually removed the city manager, and it was on the decision of the council.
Right. Well, that's the same thing that would be recommended here.
Yeah.
This policy,
yes.
This policy actually came from, I brought it to the board 14, 12 years ago because we didn't have a policy on flags and someone had died and I wanted them to raise the flag. I think it was one of our members, board members, and we didn't have anything to base it on. So that's where it came from. And if San Leandro made the change, then we should make the change.
Yeah, you could come up with a real detailed policy that says this is this, this and that, but either it's just to bring the request
to, bring it to the
to
board.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would want to come down here and fly a personal flag in the middle of all of
I'm getting a flag.
Over. But anyway.
Bring one back from Jamaica.
So are there any additional comments about the policy, flag policy? So we'll accept your changes. And I don't believe this is a voting.
We do.
Oh, we need a motion to approve the changes and the policy itself.
Director Lee, so moved.
Director Dean, second.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I know it's a 4 ayes and 1 absent. Thank you. All right. So we'll move to staff and director comments. Mr. Dean, Dean Duncan and Duncan Dean and Dang. Dang it. Duncan, I can't keep track. I'm glad your name is not Dean.
I just have two comments. Yes. Let's start with the easier one. Just a reminder to the board that the Hayward Street Party is this Thursday night from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the second one, which I need Alex to be involved in, is that next week at the board workshop, we have an anti-harassment training scheduled for the board, which is a required training. My understanding is that 2 members will be on vacation and 1 member will be away at training. So technically, we don't have a quorum, but we have some options. So,
yeah. So just to clarify, normally Director Dean would be able to participate remotely, but under the Brown Act, there still needs to be a majority participating from within the district's boundaries. And so we wouldn't have a quorum. So it is possible to just have this training. The training doesn't need to be a meeting. It could just be a training. There is an expense, I had asked the labor attorney and employment attorney from the firm to do it. There is an expense with them preparing for it. You know, they review our policies to try and make it personal, come down here and do that. So they could do that, but it would only be for 2 members. The other options is for defer that to a later date when more board members could attend. There is CSDA training on demand you can take online. There's also, as part of the CSDA conference, it's a pre-conference class, but they offer this in person as part of their pre-conference class. I believe it's AB 1234, this and this new financial training you need. I'm sure it's possible to only attend 1 of those, but that, if you're looking for in-person training, technically that will be more than 2 years since you received the training, and you're supposed to have it every 2 years. I don't know that I'm confident it is not that big of a deal for a training that is due, you know, at the end of July, for you to instead get it done by the end of August. So those are some options. Of course, you know, if the board wants to still have this done in person, you know, we could do that. I just want the board to know there is a cost associated with, you know, one of our employment attorneys coming down to do it.
Did you say we could at CSDA? Is that what you said? So I was going to CSDA in the end of the summer?
At the conference, yes.
The Monday before.
It's on the pre-conference, though, so you'd have...
Oh, it's the day before?
Fly down a day early.
Okay.
Or earlier than planned.
Okay.
But we can do that. We can change your hotel reservations. That's not a problem. But we just need to know. 4.
Is it more cost effective to have your team prepare this, or us all to get our hotel rooms and fly early and block?
Actually, it's probably the most cost effective is if we each take it online, which you can do. It's just a 2-hour program. I mean, you can do that at your leisure anytime you've got time to waste. I mean, time to spend. I meant time to spend. I didn't mean waste. I think that's probably the most cost effective, but whether it's the required, I mean, whether it's the desired way to do it is entirely up to the board.
You've done it online?
I've done some of these online.
Having your staff, I find value with listening with my colleagues and, you know, asking questions and stuff. So we are hearing the same thing, and that's my preference.
Well, that's fine. We'd have to, we'd probably have to look at our work session schedules and see what we're willing to push aside. So, no, I get you. I got you.
I'm not foregoing early, but then I have to with CSD because they are getting a whole bunch of updates. So anyway.
So what's on our workshop schedule the next couple of months?
So they also want to remind the board that Director Simon already completed his through the city of San Leandro, so he won't be participating in the harassment prevention.
Okay.
Down to four that need it. But the plan was to have this training next week. August is already booked for the RNG project discussion. I plan on having September, October, and November be the three sessions for strategic planning. December 15th is going to be committee assignments based on new elected board members or the same seated elected board members. And then a guidelines refresher for Brown Act. January, it's too late then anyway. So,
can you just send us the email with how we can do it online?
That would be absolutely the simplest and gives you all the flexibility to do it.
Just send us a link.
Just so I don't know when the board is already planning to go to the CSDA conference. If you're planning to be there, we can find out. Right now it lists that these three trainings are from 9 to 3:30 p.m. on the, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. because they're each 2 hours and there's three of them on the Monday. But we can also find out, hey, maybe this is the last one and it's going to be from 1:30 to 2:30 or something. And you can... maybe just take an earlier flight that day if you were already planning to be there that night. Yeah. Because just so the conference starts, I assume the conference starts at like 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday. So I assume most of you were flying in the day before. So it might not be another hotel night. It might just be flying in a little earlier. So we can find out, reach out to CSDA to find out when. You probably have to take a it would only work if this was sort of an afternoon session, but we can find out for you, if it's at 1:30 and there's not a ton of flights to Palm Springs.
Required classes are you saying we have to take before January? Harassment, finance, and
the only one that's required for the board this year is the harassment prevention. We have planned for January, AB 1234. We have it on schedule. Okay,
I won't be here in January.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to prognosticate on the elections. I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
Well, I don't.
1234, Patricia.
AB 1234. We set it for the January after elections every 2 years.
It's the ethics training.
Yeah.
So it goes over conflicts of interest rules and that sort of stuff.
Okay, and then the third SB 827 is a newly added required training, but you all still have time. And that was also planned to be following the election in 2020.
That's finance.
Correct.
So the only one that's required right now is harassment.
Correct.
And will I get any of these at my training next week, the leadership training?
I don't think so. Nope.
So when I did the last year and we took the finance part, that finance part did not qualify for this finance.
I am very confident that CSDA has on-demand versions of each one of these trainings.
Send us the link.
So, yeah, if you have links for that, that would be awesome.
They may have changed up the training. So at the time I had attended and I had asked the trainer, does this qualify for the finance? And he said, no. There is one missing part at that time, but this is November last year.
So if we don't get reelected, are we required to take it?
No, then you are fine.
That was just a question. I thought it was an important one because I know about harassment. I've been there, done that. Oh, someone will send us a link to the CSDA website for the harassment training. Thank you. And then if someone doesn't want to take it online, they can always check with CSDA in August, the end of August, right? Okay, so that, where did that come from? And that was you announcing that we weren't doing the work. Okay, did you have more? Are you done? So no, I meant
meeting next Tuesday.
No meeting next Tuesday.
Meeting next Tuesday.
Yay.
Log in.
Yay.
I wasn't there anyway.
And just so the board knows, I will not be here at the board second meeting in July. I do not know. There will be someone from Redwood here playing a little. A lot of people are on vacation. So
that's the 28th. That's when Fred will be online.
Be back.
And you'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. You and Schwarzenegger.
I might need to go.
Phew. All right. Mr. Dang, I believe you had the floor when we got into the anti-harassment.
No more comments. Thank you.
No more additional comments. And Alex, do you have anything else to add? Chatu, are you just going to be brave enough not to say anything at all?
Thank you.
Okay. And anybody else on that end of the table? Okay, thumbs up. I saw that. So we'll start with Director Dean. The thumbs up were down there that they didn't want to speak.
I appreciate this meeting, and I think we got a lot done, and it was very short, and I'm really happy that we're going to move forward with our board resources page pinned, all that stuff. I think that's going to really help us, so thank you so much.
Yes,
Duncan.
I was hoping we were going to do it in an hour, but we tried. So anyway, I thought it was a great meeting, and I'm really happy that we're putting BLT behind us.
ETO.
Whatever.
Oh, I always say that. And I always say,
BLT sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, BTL. And thanks for your work on that. And I'm really glad that you pulled the employer recognition policy and you're going to look at it again. Thank you for all your work, all of you guys. And Tattoo, you make me smile when I see those miles. Yeah.
Right. Victor Lee.
Wonderful presentations during this meeting. I think we got some things accomplished. We have some things that we're going to be pushing up until later. And I'll probably need to follow up with Patricia regarding my schedule in CSDA.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine I could add anything to that discussion. So I think this has been a good meeting, and I'm always grateful to staff for the work you perform. This meeting is adjourned.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks for having me.